More than 1,000 people are attending the Elders and Youth Conference that started today at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. Organizers at the First Alaskans Institute want to provide a forum for building connections. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Monday's keynote speaker was Tlingit Elder Elaine Abraham of Yakutat. She told the audience an Inupiaq, Tlingit, or other native child traditionally is named after an elder or ancestor. She says the child learns about his or her name, and that tells them their history and place in the world. For instance, she says about 3,000 years ago, the people of Yakutat migrated to southeast Alaska and adopted the Tlingit language and culture. But Abraham says they retained some of their Athabascan roots, especially in their names. She gives statewide leader Byron Malott's Tlingit name as an example.
But the names from 3,000 years ago started in McCarthy and Chikna when we were Athabascans. And Byron of Byron's names started there. He has a name that they can't translate because it's too ancient. But in that name is the history of our migration.
Abraham says naming ceremonies are a good way for people to live in accordance with the conference theme, which is honoring the past, celebrating the present, preparing for the future.
And for the young people that are here today, you're going to take that past that you are learning in the present, and you're going to take it into the future.
Haven Harris, a Inupiaq of Nome, introduced a panel on the strength of men, saying it's time for a change.
If you look at Alaska Native men, if it's good to have a high number, graduation rates, income, health statistics, unfortunately we have a low number. If it's good to have a low number, jail rates, unemployment rates, etc., we have the highest numbers in the state, and it's an average that is only getting worse. But we have the chance and the opportunity to correct this problem.
The speakers on the panel, which included State Representative Reggie Jewell, a Inupiaq of Kotzebue, described how they were raised and their role models and sources of inspiration. Then MC Allison Warden, a Inupiaq of Kaktovik, asked participants for their reactions.
The most appreciated thing about our Native men is always helping one another. Another thing is going hunting for people with disabilities or can go hunting. And us men like to share with one another, sharing with the elders and families.
Good job. And what is your name?
Matthew Ivanoff.
Okay, one more over here.
Yes. I appreciate our men who are creative to bond with our young men to be strong. It is important. Our young men are being watched all the time. People are watching to see you fail. Prove them wrong.
Later, Philip Blanchett with the musical group Bamuwa taught the audience a new dance move.
Snow go. All right, this is called the snow go. All right, so you're feel free to carry this along. All right, it's real easy to do. Everybody, what you got to do with the snow go is you, of course, got to start the engine. And this is old school style. All right, so grab the handle. One, two, three, boom!
In the afternoon, participants attended workshops on language, culture, leadership, and resilience. The Elders and Youth Conference continues into Wednesday. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.
Prime it. You're not priming it. Don't flood it now.